Noise Pilot.
G'day and welcome to another episode of Steady Breaths. I'm Ethan and today we're going to be doing some mindfulness together again in the form of box breathing. I stumbled across something really interesting on the research for this show, sort of brushing up on my knowledge of mindfulness where I can, and I heard a really good take on anchor points. And that sort of explains what the breathing is and why we do it. What it basically is these anchor points is something that is really taking up most of our focus. And when we're breathing like this, that is supposed to be the thing that we're putting all of our attention into. Having said that, it's actually a really difficult thing to have something take up 100% of your mental load. You might notice if you've tried this before or if you try it now, your mind might wander into other thoughts. You might start thinking about what you're going to do next, what you've already done in the day, or just general thoughts might pass you by. And the idea of the anchor is not to be the thing that stops you from thinking those thoughts completely, but it's something to drift back towards. So when your mind does flow into that state where you're not focusing on the big thing, which is the breathing, you have something to pull yourself back. That's the anchor point. And the point of meditation, which is a bit more reassuring, is that it is totally okay to have those thoughts come and go. The exercise is being able to effectively balance your time spent wandering versus your time spent really deeply focusing on the anchor point. So if you're not totally focused, that's okay. That's actually part of it, which is really relieving because my mind tends to wander in these as well. It's a handy way to approach this in everyday life as well. So if you're not quite able to ground yourself, if you're still racing in the mind, that's okay. You can try and find an anchor point and at least try and take some of that balance back to something that's going to keep you in the present. So that's why we do this. So let's get into it. What we're going to do is a box breathing exercise again. We're going to bring it back to 60 beats per minute. A lot of the other episodes were a little bit faster. Let's bring it back a bit and slow down now that we're a bit used to how it feels to breathe like this. But let's walk you through it if you haven't done it before. There's a video animation if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify. The music will also help you keep count and track your counts to four. And I'll walk you through a little bit and then you can do it by yourself. So let's go. Start with a deep breath in. And then you want to hold that in. And you're ready, blow it all out through your mouth. And then you want to hold that. And then go again, breathe in through your nose. And then you want to hold it. Breathe out. Breathe in through your nose. Hold that. Blow it all out through your mouth. And hold that in. A big breath in. Hold it in. Breathe out. Keep going for yourself for a bit. couple more. Big deep breath in. Hold it. Big deep breath out through your mouth. And then hold it. Do one more. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. Hold it. And there you go, another box breathing session. Hopefully it gave you a bit of clarity and a steady anchor point. As mentioned, if your mind's wandering during those or you still need a bit of practice being in the present, that's totally okay, because that's the whole point, is the battle between your racing mind and your goal, which is, you know, if you're here like me, to focus and stay in the present and be really clear, at least for a little bit during the day. Obviously, we want to try and get that a bit bigger, but this is a good place to start. So thanks for listening. We'll see you again in the next one.